The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
I want to spend a few minutes talking about wisdom and trusting it, using it in practice. I think of wisdom as a noun and a verb. As a noun, I look to the Eightfold Path and the first two folds in the wisdom aspect. And that consists of wise understanding and wise intention. And the wise understanding is basically that this is about suffering and the end of suffering. And the intention is to end the suffering. So in our practice, in sitting meditation, these principles are the guidelines of what we're doing. And the verb form of wisdom is discernment. We tell the difference between one thing and another. And when we sit down to watch the breathing, there comes a point where we discern that the attention isn't on the breathing. And at that point, we bring in an active mental function that decides to hopefully gently invite the attention back to the breathing. And this recognition and decision-making process happens over and over, as we all well know. As we continue to meditate, it gets a little more complicated. It's as if for a half an hour or so we've been sort of walking along a well-marked trail. And it's clear if we stray off the trail, we get back on it. There's not a lot of work to be done, not a lot of wisdom to bring into it at that point. But if our practice is being with what is, after a while, we begin to notice more, and it's almost as if we've come out onto a meadow, and there are many different ways we can go. We can go down to the lake or climb up to the ridge or down into another valley or follow the creek off back into the woods. So there are decisions that we make about how we're going to practice depending on what's arising in the awareness. And the guideline is, where is the suffering? To discern, is this suffering? And then, what can be done? What is the right decision in our practice to end the suffering? And for example, this morning, my mind wasn't settling down very well. And I kept deciding, well, I'm going to really focus on the physical sensation of the breathing. And I'm going to look for when that's pleasant and use that to hold my attention there and maybe turn the corners of my mouth up into a smile and then I'll settle in. And the mind kept going elsewhere. And after a while, I realized that there were places that it would go to, and that when it went there, there was a physical feeling that accompanied it. And almost always, very close to 100%, that physical feeling is the body registering suffering. If there's any tension or agitation, most likely it's a form of suffering. And one of the things that we can do with our practice at that point, when we realize there's, as I did, that there's something on my mind that has this undertone of suffering, is to investigate it. And it can be investigated by looking at, well, what thoughts have repeated and brought me to this place, which works pretty well if we don't get caught back up in the train of thought, or to sink into the feeling and examine it, which is what I did this morning. And I realized what was upsetting me. This fire in Yosemite is burning down a lot of the area that I like to go and practice in during the summer. So there was some grieving going on and some clinging, that I was hoping my favorite campgrounds would still be there, then realizing the condition they'll be in, maybe. And at that point, I realized I needed to bring in metta for myself, because this was a real loss. And so it was time for some compassion. So in our practice, we have these different routes we can go. And bringing wisdom, discernment, seeing what's happening, and then remembering it's about suffering. Where is the suffering? How did it arise? How can it be ended? And as I did, you know, trying something, seeing how that works out, and if it's not working out very well, then trying something else. Always being gentle with ourselves. It's very easy to fall into the trap of, oh, I just can't do this. Nothing is working. And that can go on, not just in a meditation session, but, you know, over a long period of time. If we've been taking one particular approach, like basic concentration practice, and time after time the mind is agitated, then it may be that shifting our approach to our practice overall is a good idea. And for a while, maybe try concentration practice. Or if the body is really restless, do walking meditation. For some people, a long period of metta is the best thing at that particular point in their practice. And if we try different approaches and they don't seem to be working well, there's this wonderful thing we can do. We can go talk to somebody about it. We can talk to a Dharma buddy or a teacher and just lay it out. This is what I've tried. Do you have any suggestions? We think of wisdom very often as something that belongs to the village elder, and forget that nobody's got a patent on it. The traits that we attribute to the village elder might be the ability to really understand a situation and be sensitive to a solution that's going to meet the needs of everyone concerned. And just come up with something that's going to work. And we have those traits. If we recognize that we all want to be happy, and it's hard. Nonetheless, there is suffering. And that suffering comes from clinging, from greed or aversion. But that there is a way to end it. And that is the teachings and applying them in our own lives. And this intentionality, the intent to end the suffering, which I often think of as intellectual meta. It's the mind saying, that's the way I'm going to go. I'm going toward the kindness, the path that will end the suffering for myself and others. So we have the traits of the village elder, and we have this discernment, which we use every time we sit down to meditate, whether we discern it or not. We're doing it. And I think the main thing I want to leave you with is trust in it. Trust in your own wisdom, in your practice, each time, and also overall. And if there comes a point when you don't feel that it's working right now, ask for help. Thank you.